From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Government successfully evacuates one Indonesian citizen from Gaza. Indonesia's airport on high alert to prevent COVID-19 entry. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs succeeded in evacuating one Indonesian citizen out of Gaza. The Indonesian citizen, Farid Zanzabil Al-Ayubi, who is a Mercy volunteer, was successfully evacuated on Saturday, December the 9th at around 7 p.m. Indonesia time. In a statement delivered on Saturday evening, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said Farid has been at the Rafah border with the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo evacuation team and in safe condition.
Alhamdulillah, kita berhasil kembali mengevakuasi satu warga negara Indonesia atas nama Farid.
Thank God we have again succeeded in evacuating an Indonesian citizen, Farid Zanzabil Al-Ayubi, out of Gaza. After a long and complicated process, we were able to take Farid to a safe location in Egypt. Then, the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo evacuation team will take him to Cairo and will facilitate his immediate repatriation to Indonesia. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi also highlighted the long evacuation process. She explained the challenges faced in the process, one of which was getting Farid's name on the list of those allowed to cross the border. With the successful evacuation of Farid, there are still two Indonesian Mercy volunteers who, of their own accord, still choose to stay in Gaza. Retno Marsudi said currently they are in good health, safe in South Gaza at a school near the European Hospital. She added the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will continue to communicate and monitor their situation. The Port Health Office at Indonesian Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tangerang, Banten, stated on Saturday that it is trying to prevent the entry of COVID-19 amid increasing cases of the viral disease in Singapore. This anticipation is a precautionary measure ahead of the year-end holidays. The office head, Naning Nugrahini, said that they are intensifying surveillance of domestic and foreign travelers. She said so far, the Port Health Office has not detected any cases of the coronavirus. However, seeing the high passenger movement, the office has decided to remain vigilant and has prepared health facilities, such as health clinics for passengers showing COVID-19 symptoms, and also carry out contact tracing and health tests for passengers. Indonesian Coordinating Political, Legal and Security Affairs Minister Mahfud MD drew attention to the possibility of alleged human trafficking practices carried out by Indonesia's internal parties related to the arrival of Rohingya refugees in the country. He noted on Saturday that the human trafficking case has been handed over to the National Police for further investigation into the parties involved in the case. His ministry is focusing on resolving the socio-political problems of Rohingya refugees and has urged the public to be patient. He also remarked that Indonesia had not signed the United Nations Convention on Refugees. Hence, the country is not bound by the UNHCR and is providing assistance to Rohingya refugees purely on humanitarian grounds. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida plans to make changes to his cabinet and his party executive following media reports that lawmakers receive undeclared political funds, the Asahi newspaper reported on Sunday, citing government and party sources. No one was immediately available at the Prime Minister's office to comment on reports published early on Sunday. Kishida and his ruling Liberal Democratic Party are facing mounting scrutiny after allegations that party lawmakers, including high-profile members, may have pocketed more than $693,000 for fundraising proceeds that led off the books. Tokyo prosecutors are looking to investigate lawmakers after the current session of parliament ends on Wednesday, local media reported. The Philippines condemned China's illegal and aggressive action in the South China Sea on Saturday, saying its Coast Guard had fired a water cannon at a Philippine Fishery Bureau vessel conducting a regular resupply mission. The Philippine Task Force for the South China Sea, an interagency government body, called for China to stop its aggressive activities in the Scarborough Shoal, which is claimed by both countries. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the Philippines Mary Kay Carson said in a post on the social media platform X that China's behavior violates international law and endangers lives and livelihoods. She said the U.S. stood by the Philippines in support of a free and open Indo-Pacific. Countries clashed on Saturday, December the 9th, over a possible agreement to phase out fossil fuels at the UN Climate Change Conference COP28 Summit in Dubai, jeopardizing attempts to deliver a first-ever commitment to eventually end the use of oil and gas in 30 years of global warming talks. Saudi Arabia and Russia were among several countries insisting that the conference in Dubai focus on reducing on climate pollution and not on targeting the fossil fuels causing it, according to observers in the negotiations. On the other side, at least 80 countries, including the United States, the European Union, and many poor climate-vulnerable nations, are demanding that a COP28 deal call clearly for an eventual end to fossil fuel use. COP28 President Sultan Al Jaber told nations late on Saturday to speed up their work to find a final deal, saying there were still more areas of divergence than agreement. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's spotlight is on Indonesia seeks relocation of Rohingya refugees in Aceh. Indonesian President Joko Widodo had instructed the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, to handle the problem of Rohingya refugees entering Indonesian territory by involving regional governments and the United Nations High Commissioners for Refugees, UNHCR. He revealed this before leaving for East Nusa Tenggara at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base, Jakarta on Monday. The number of Rohingya refugees entering the Aceh region in recent times has continued to increase, inviting reactions from the people of Aceh. Regarding this matter, the Coordinating Ministry for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wednesday in Jakarta held a joint meeting with relevant ministers and officials discussing the issue of Rohingya refugees. Minister Mahfud MD said that currently there are almost 1,500 Rohingya refugees in Aceh. The Indonesian government, he said, is making efforts to handle their domestic and humanitarian needs well. He reiterated that Indonesia did not sign the United Nations Convention on Refugees, so that it was not bound by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Therefore, assistance to Rohingya immigrants was carried out by Indonesia on humanitarian grounds. The minister said that neighboring countries such as Malaysia and Australia could no longer accept Rohingya refugees. These refugees, he added, initially used Indonesia as a transit point. However, over time, Indonesia was used as a refugee destination. After the joint meeting, Minister Mahfud said he asked Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi to coordinate with the UN High Commissioners for Refugees regarding the fate of the Rohingya refugees. He hopes they can move quickly in dealing with Rohingya refugees who are starting to overflow. For this reason, Minister Mahmud MD asked the Maritime Security Agency to coordinate with the Indonesian Navy to join patrols at several points to prevent the arrival of Rohingya refugees. According to him, so far, he has focused on preventing refugees from entering and relocating Rohingya people who have fled to other places. Several efforts have been made, starting from coordinating with the UNHCR to looking for new refugee places. He also ordered the Minister of Home Affairs, Tito Karnavian, to coordinate with the regions of Aceh, North Sumatra, and Riau to discuss alternative places for Rohingya refugees. He confirmed that in the near future, he will place Rohingya refugees in new locations to avoid accumulation. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with December the 10th, 1950, World Human Rights Day, celebrated for the first time. World Human Rights Day is celebrated globally on December the 10th every year. This day was established to commemorate the day when the United Nations General Assembly adopted and proclaimed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. Officially, the word human rights was declared on 1950 and called on all member states and UN organizations to commemorate the day every December the 10th. World Human Rights Day 2023 carries the theme Freedom, Equality, and Justice for All. Turning to December the 10th, 1984, the United Nations Convention Against Torture. The United Nations Convention Against Torture, or UNCTAD, is an international human rights treaty under the auspices of the United Nations aimed at preventing torture and other cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment or punishment around the world. The convention requires states to take effective measures to prevent torture in any territory under their jurisdiction and prohibits states from deporting a person to a country if there are reasonable grounds to believe that the person could be a victim of torture in that country. And today in history with December the 10th, 2016, Istanbul bomb attacks. The attacks in Beşiktaş, Istanbul occurred on December the 10th, 2016 at night. Two explosions from a car bomb and a suicide bomb resulted in more than 28 people being killed and more than 155 other people being injured. The first explosion came from a car bomb in front of the Vodafone Arena Stadium. The bomb explosion occurred after the spectators left the stadium. Meanwhile, the second explosion occurred near Marka Park. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Mr. ISN Murthy in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English through frequency 4750 kHz with SINPO 44344. Hello, sir. Thank you for monitoring our broadcast. I'll send you our QSL card as soon as possible. Please wait for it. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
We're falling even deeper. It's getting steeper. Our days be bright again. Believe it, we'll be stronger. Together greater. I'm ready to trust again.
I'm too afraid to feel alive. Decorated pretty lights. I'm ready, love, and what I need. Cause I need a real thing. Shout me with gold so everybody can see. Something I still love, my some my delicacies. We could bring the world together over the seas. We abide for the peace from the west to the east, yeah.
We're falling even deeper, it's getting steeper. Dark days be bright again. Believe it, we'll be stronger. Together greater. I'm ready to trust again. I'm ready to trust again. Believe it, we'll be stronger. Together greater. We'll never fall again. Beginning of the end. I'm ready to trust again.
Now you know it's just the two of us. Lately I've been hard to trust. If I fall now, I won't fall out. I'm not worried, my Diwala, and there's no doubt. We will be in a bliss, I know we got this. This will feel like a breeze, you know we got this. Di ako aalis, sangga mo parang arnis. Kumapit ka sa akin, please, you know I got this.
May kunti lies and doubt. One day siya tayang mitutukang kay. Kamulugug riyang raw.
Dark days be bright again. Believe it.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Mandalika Circuit holds first four-wheeled vehicle competition. Porsche Sprint Challenge Indonesia 2023 was held at the Mandalika Circuit Lombok from December the 8th until 10th, 2023. The first four-wheeled vehicle event on the Indonesian circuit is supported by the government as one of the sports tourism efforts. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, in his press statement on Thursday, said that currently Indonesia is very active in submitting offers to host various events and world-class sporting activities. There are many destinations that can be maximized for sport tourism. Therefore, according to the minister, he fully supports the four-wheeled competition at the Mandalika Circuit. Meanwhile, Deputy of for Marketing at the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Nima De Ayu Martini, explained that the type of vehicle competing is the Porsche 911 GT3 Cup. The Porsche Sprint Challenge Indonesia 2023 is expected to be one of the events that attracts foreign tourists to Lombok. Meanwhile, in Journey Marketing and Tourism Program Director Maya Watono, on the same occasion said that a total of 10 Porsche 911 GT3 Cup racing cars and 16 pro and amateur racers from Indonesia would participate in the Porsche Sprint Challenge Indonesia. The Mandalika Circuit was chosen because the racetrack, which is located in Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, has been proven to hold World Superbike and MotoGP from 2021 to 2023. According to Maya Watono, this recognition was also obtained from Dorna Sports as the owner of the World Superbike Racing event and MotoGP and Superstars Motorsport as promoters of the Porsche Sprint Challenge Indonesia. For the implementation of the four-wheeled event in Mandalika, the organizers have redone and resurfaced the asphalt of the circuit through consultants from Italy. According to the schedule, the Porsche Sprint Challenge Indonesia is to be held three times, namely from December the 8th until 10th, January 12th until 14th, and January 26th until 28th, 2024. The races will consist of a sprint race for 30 minutes and an endurance race with a duration of 45 minutes. That was My Indonesia today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will reply to a letter from Isao Yamanaka in Japan. Hello, sir. Thank you for your reception report. Mr. Isao Yamanaka was listening to English programs through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 35443. According to his report, it was fair signal with no interference. I am glad because you can hear our broadcast clearly. As appreciation, I will send our QSL card as soon as possible. Just please wait for it. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Thank you. Lihat surya pagi menyapa. Jagat raya alam semesta berseri warna. Katulistiwa senantiasa karunia. Ingat kisah syair pusaka. Ikrar yang menyatukan kita seiring masa melintas seni cakrawala membawa pesona citra Indonesia warisan.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
From Indonesia to the world.
for joining the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today featuring Telu Curug in Purwokerto, Central Java. Curug Telu in Javanese means three waterfalls. As the name suggests, there are three waterfalls in this location. One has a small water flow and the other two have a large flow. Curug Telu, which is under Mount Slamet, precisely in Karangsalam village, Baturaden district, Banyumas, has a cool atmosphere and clear water. Around Curug Telu, there are three places that can be visited at once, namely Curug Lawang, Kedung Pete, and Curug Telu, which is the main tourist destination. On the way to Curug Telu, which is about 14 kilometers from the city center of Purwokerto, tourists will be treated to views of green rice fields. To get to the waterfall, tourists have to take a path with quiet long stairs. When descending the stairs, you will be greeted by the sound of roaring water, which indicates that you are almost close to the Telu waterfall or Curug Telu. The water falls from the cliff. The cool breeze mixed with the water can be felt around this waterfall. The natural scenery on offer is truly impressive, coupled with rock cliffs overgrown with ferns combined with fast-flowing water from upstream to falling on the rocks. There are many large rocks around the waterfall that can be used to take photos with Curug Telu waterfall in the background. To get to Curug Telu, Baturaden, you can use motorbike or car. Even though the road is uphill and curved, it is smooth and easy to follow. When you arrive at the waterfall, just pay 5,000 rupiah per person as entrance ticket. For your information, $1 is 15,000 rupiah. Visitors can come from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Listeners, if you are in Central Java, especially in Purwokerto, which is the capital of Banyumas, take time to visit Curug Telu, which can make you unwind for a moment. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I will greet Muhammad Akil Bashir, Asyik Iqbal Tokon, Kalab Abbas, Paul Jame, and also Masahiro Kobayashi. Thank you so much for being our regular listeners. So keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Well, listener, wherever you are, before I sign out Listener's Mailbag, I will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
I smell your scent of madness, that you are being unfaithful. Then when I got, I found it and that it was true. But I began to ask you why you are being so different, and you replied by saying that nothing has changed. I already know what had you did behind my back. All this time you still have cheek to smile at me. You need to know I'll be waiting. You said to me you must be cheating on me. It's now, it's over for me. Don't ever come back to me, 'cause I've been liked by you. It's hurting me. You've betrayed me. It's now, it's over for me. Don't ever come back to me. I thought that's enough. Enough without you.
loving and faithful. Then when I got, I found it and then it was true. I already know what had you did behind my back. All this time you still have cheek to smell at me. You need to know I'll be waiting. Listen to me, you must be cheating on me. It's now, it's over.
Coming up next, we have two programs in a row called Miscellany and Music Corner. Enjoy!
Miscellany today is featuring Indonesian brand Aldri appears at the BRICS Plus Fashion Summit in Moscow. Great news comes from the world of Indonesian fashion. Local Indonesian brand Aldri.e or Aldri took part in the Parking Gallery Sarya D Park on the fourth day of the BRICS Plus Fashion Summit, which took place in Moscow, Russia. This event was attended by professionals in the fashion sector, including forum speakers, buyers, influencers, and fashion connoisseurs from various parts of the world. Aldri Idrayana from Aldri or Al.Adri.EA is known as one of the country's famous fashion designers who prioritize responsible consumption and eco-friendly fashion in his work. When designing his fashion collection, Aldri Idrayana uses the upcycling method, where he modifies used items that can be reused by customers and gives them a new look. The entire collection, including the one shown at the BRICS Plus Fashion Summit, featured grunge and trendy gloom vibes. In this collection, he presented more dark tones, dark humor, and took references from the gothic style. The multi-layered and slightly frivolous styles shown on the runway are complemented by extravagant hairstyles, both makeup and unique accessories. The BRICS Plus Fashion Summit took place in Moscow from November the 28th to December the 2nd. For 5 days, Moscow became the center of world fashion and brought together delegates from 60 countries. This conference covered many things, including a business program with 200 speakers, a fashion-intensive course with professors from fashion schools from 15 countries, a B2B showroom with 130 participating designers, 11 fashion shows from 11 countries. That was Miscellany Today.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Have to face it with ability. We don't need to ask for something more. Just do what we can, what we have before. We are the people, we are the world. Write down the future and make a change. We are the people, we are the world. Bright up the picture and make it dance. We don't have to wait for someone else. We just have to do it our best. Ooh. And we don't need to be perfectly right. Just spread them wide in their size. We are the people. Write down the future and make a change. We are the people, we are the world. Bright up the picture and make it dance. Write down the future and make a change. We are the people, we are the world. Bright up the picture and make it dance. We are the people, we are the world. Write down the future and make a change. We are the people.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I will present a song from Archie Widianto and Ziva Magnolia. Archie Widianto, who was born on November 26, 1999, is the son of an Indonesian popular musician, Yofi Widianto. Archie Widianto just released a duet song with Ziva Magnolia entitled Hujan on December 8, 2023. The song has poetic lyrics with an orchestral touch. Hujan, which means rain, tells the story of a couple who fall in love, but their relationship is hampered by a high wall. However, the feeling of longing they have cannot be swept away even by the rain. The fun fact is that this song was created spontaneously by the musician Yofi Widianto with Archie and Ziva at the Billion Songs concert at JCC Senayan, Central Jakarta in May 2023. During the concert, they were challenged to create a song out of three chords and four words given by the audience, namely rain, pain, thirsty, and sleep. After composing it in 5 minutes and performing it on stage, This song went viral on social media, and many fans expected the song release. And finally, the song was recorded and sung by Arshi and Ziva. So, here we go. Let's enjoy the song Hujan by Arshi Widianto and Ziva, Magnolia.
Tidurku tak nyenyak hari ini. Tidurku mengharapkan mimpi yang lain. Pedihnya rasanya tak terkirakan. Haus akan kasihmu yang tak lagi denganku. Hujan tak lagi menghapuskan rindu ini. Hujan tak bisa menghapus hadirmu. Apabila aku tak mendapatkanmu, izinkan aku menyimpan kenangan ini selamanya.
Hadirmu berikan warna di hatiku. Senyummu bagai pelangi di jiwaku. Apabila kau tak lagi di sisiku, tak terbayangkan aku bila berpisah darimu. Hujan tak lagi menghapuskan rindu ini. Hujan tak bisa menghapus hadirmu. Apabila aku tak mendapatkanmu, izinkan aku menyimpannya kenangan ini selamanya. Kita hadapi
Indonesia.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chilling by now, keeping it low key, never could show. Never would have thought somehow you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would have known somehow you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. 'Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue while I see it's you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you miss it all. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you miss it all. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now. Locking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chilling by now. Feet up, crossed legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you. Acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime I'm on my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
A thousand stories can be written in a day. A million melodies made into a beautiful tune. And I start to sing in my head. It repeats and repeats, chasing the light and shadow. Strolling around
waktu saat kita bersama.
Listener, thank you for listening to our English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fanpage The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @VOI_official, X or Twitter at @VOI Indonesia, and also our TikTok at @VOI_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.